I want to begin today by thanking you for listening to Sling Stones. Really, I so enjoy spending this time with you, thinking of the Lord and asking Him to give us insights for the Christian journey, and knowing that you're out there listening certainly is a gift to me. I also want to encourage you, if you have friends that you think may to some degree benefit from Sling Stones, please go ahead and invite them to join our little listening family. Also, a reminder that we do have a Facebook page. You can connect to it by terrywardle.org or Healing Care Ministries, and also have a website. And there are resources on there, and I think that's the important issue for me. I want to make things available that can encourage us on the Christian journey, that reflect the heart of God for us, that enable us to navigate through the different issues that we face in our lives. So if you get a chance, I hope that you will invite people to see these different resources and use them and expand our family. So Sherry and I just got back from a wedding in Illinois. We drove over one day and then came back the next morning, but it was a wonderful wedding. One of my students, Ryan Otto, married Mary Jane, who is now Mary Jane Otto, and it was a beautiful wedding out at a farm. But what really struck me was how Christ-centered this wedding was, everything about it, even to the point where before he turned to kiss the bride, they wanted a time to share the basic gospel with the 300 people that were there and told the story of Jesus and his love for people and even invited folks to receive Christ there. It was very moving. And then we went into a time of worship, which was very moving before the Lord. It couldn't have been a more wonderful and, as I say, Christ-centered ceremony. It lifted my heart because I am increasingly knowing how much I love to simply talk about Jesus. I think I've grown in my age to understand a little more about the Apostle Paul and why he was so Christ crazy, because the person of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the message of the gospel is, well, it's frankly breathtaking. That's why we want to know him more and love him more and follow him more, because Jesus is at the heart of all things. I finished reading a book recently. The book is by a man who has been, well, somewhat of a favorite author and definitely writes with a spiritual tone. But I have to admit that I was disappointed with this last book. Not that it's not written well, and he has profound insights on it. It's just that he strategically has distanced himself from the centrality of Jesus Christ. And it's somewhat shocking to me, not so much theologically, though that is, but just in terms of the wonder and the beauty of Jesus, how easily he in this case, could distance from him. I have to admit, that was a little bit shocking, because the words of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the message of Jesus is just so critical to our lives. I happen to believe that even the name Jesus, speaking the name Jesus, makes a great difference in our world. The Bible is certainly clear about this point. It says that all the angels are around the throne of God, giving glory to Christ for all that he has done. So recently I found myself saying something, and it wasn't really thought out, but I thought about it afterwards and thought, wow, Lord, thanks for making that true. I have a new book that will be coming out a year from this September, and I was in a preliminary meeting with the publishers, and they asked if I would be willing to do a little marketing by doing radio interviews and possible television program here and there, and of course I would, anything to be able to say a good word for the Lord. And then they said, how would you feel about being on programs that were, well, not so favorable about Christ, or that were more oriented toward a universal understanding of theology. And I certainly didn't mind that, but then I kind of chuckled and said, but just remember, I'm a Jesus guy. I'm a Jesus guy. It had meaning to me. It just came out, but I suddenly realized that the whole spiritual journey that I've been on is all about Jesus, that while I appreciate reading from a broad spectrum and try to get at least gold leaf from other insights on spirituality, it's all about Jesus. I have hanging over my desk, even as I'm here doing this podcast, a carving that was given to me of the Lord's Supper. It's beautiful. It's probably probably 15 inches tall and maybe 24 inches, 30 inches wide. And there at the center is Jesus, the disciples all gathered around him. And it is certainly a symbol for me of the Christian life, the beauty of coming before Christ. And so as I was thinking about this author who seems to have strategically distanced himself from the teachings and the insights and the person of Christ in his spirituality, I found myself reading the book of Acts, and I came across Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4 again. And it's an amazing story there. It's the story of Peter and John. That's where it begins. And they're headed into the temple, and there is a man there. He's brought there, actually, every day because he can't make it himself. He's not able to walk. He is an ambulatory. And he calls out for alms, and they say, silver and gold we don't have, but... And then he takes his hand and he said, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the man was healed. That in the name of Jesus... Not in the name of spirituality or in the name of any other religious figure. In the name of Jesus, they said, rise up and walk. And then they were taken in before the rulers, and the rulers were so bold that they didn't have any fear. It says the Holy Spirit was all over them, and Peter and John talked about the fact that that this happened in the name of the one you condemned. They wanted to know what power and what name actually brought this about. And they said, it's the name of Jesus. And they even went so far as to say in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is no other name by which a person can be saved but the name of Jesus. This isn't about actually some kind of exclusive club. It's about being inclusive of all people that are lost and broken and that Jesus provides a way. And I was stunned by how clear it was for the apostles. This is about Jesus, not just a broad universalistic spirituality. This is all about Jesus, his life, what he has done, what he has said, what he has provided, his path. They were so bold in this that the leaders were shocked, and they called them ordinary unschooled men. Ordinary unschooled men. They couldn't figure that out, because being ordinary and unschooled, what was it that gave them their boldness? What is it that gave them their power? And again, they come right back to the name of Jesus. And so once they picked up on that, they told the disciples, don't speak any longer in that name. Don't speak any longer in that name. Which made me begin to think that I think some people are beginning to not speak that name any longer because they fear that it will come across in a negative way, downplaying other people's spirituality, not giving an equal footing to all the different claims of spirituality as to how to know God and how to move forward on the path of spiritual life. But not the disciples. They weren't willing to do that. they weren't willing to go so far as to speak no longer in that name. Now, why was that? Because in verse 20, it says, they said, we can't not speak of him because we can only speak of what we have seen and what we have heard. You see, Peter and John, they had walked with Jesus. They knew his power. They had felt the effect of God's anointing on Jesus' life. They had been there as miracles come from the message of the kingdom. And there was nothing that they could do but speak the name of Jesus. I guess I wanted to just say today, it's just true. I'm a Jesus guy. I'm a Jesus guy not only because what I've experienced of him, what I've seen in the lives of others, but also the testimony of what I've read in Scripture and the foundation of a theology that says that Christ crossed the universe, emptying himself of power in order that people like me and like you can be forever brought into the heart of God. That's why at the center of Sling Stones, if you will, is this issue of providing insights for the Christian journey. It's a Christian journey, a Christ-centered journey, not a journey in which we want anyone to be left out. We want everybody to come into the gospel of the kingdom. It's not an exclusive claim. It's a call to be inclusive of people of every tongue and every tribe, every ethnic group, in order that they can receive this incredible love that God gives through his Son. See, that's the heart of the Christian journey, is the belief that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this ecstatic dance in which they defer to one another always came together with the gospel plan and sent Jesus in order that we can all be found. You know, in the latter part of chapter 4 in the book of Acts, when Peter and John were released and there was a prayer meeting going on, you find this prayer. And in the midst of that prayer, there's a little rehearsing of history, and then they call out, "Oh Lord, let us speak boldly in the name. Let us speak boldly without apology, not out of arrogance or pride or we have something you don't have, but out of this belief that Jesus opens the door for all people to come into the embrace of God, in order that they might know him." Acts 4:12, no other name but the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you to think about this. The fact that Jesus is the way. He is the light. He is the truth. He is the bread of life. And that we are invited into a relationship with him that is deep, that is intimate, and that provides us kingdom life now and forever. We get a down payment in the now of the amazing reality of the not yet as we move forward to trust deeply in him. That's a good word. Well, let me remind you that we have some seminars coming up. We have one that's going to be happening the first week of September here in Ashland. It's called Awakening, the Unshakable Certainty of Who You Are in Christ. We'd love to have you. You can get a hold of Lynn at lynne@healingcare.org. She'll give you information about that. Also, we'll be out in Colorado in October doing the Basic Formational Prayer Seminar. And then later in October, we're going to be in Omaha, Nebraska at Christ Community Church on a Friday night, Saturday, again on the theme of who you are in Christ. We'd love to see you there. Again, invite your friends to our Slingstone family, that God may bless us. Don't forget, His face shines upon you. God bless.